That is Shakira, Try Everything on Clear 101. It is 7:10 on a Monday morning. Time for a closer look at Clear's community with our Mayor Jim Bulkley with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Riley. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Very good. Actually, a beautiful morning.
It is.
You know,
is.
Which is nice after that weekend in Winter Wonderland. I mean, holy moly.
You know, when I got a little thing on my phone from the Weather Channel going, snowflakes, I'm like, nah.
Yeah, I mean, it was 36 on Sunday morning. A few days ago, we were all in shorts, so gotta love Nebraska.
Definitely, but I tell you what, I love this time of year with all the trees budding out and lawns getting green.
Yes.
And of course, it's a really busy time as far as getting buildings going.
Well, and not only that, think about our young people. Graduation is just around the corner. You know, I think we're two weeks away from probably most of the ceremonies. I think that second week in May, our three community schools will be, having their ceremonies, and the graduates will be looking at what are they going to do, where are they going to go. You know, we hope a lot of them, you know, think about staying here in Columbus.
Definitely.
Think about what do we have to offer them. What can we give them to keep them excited? I think we have a lot for our young people, and we just need to do as good or better job of reminding them this is a great place to stay and raise a family.
Definitely. Yeah, I had Kara Asmus in last week, and she was doing a little bit of a chamber thing, and we were talking about that very subject. And
well, it's so important to try to remind our young kids that, you know, this is a vibrant community. We've got lots of things. And I know when you're 18 years, you don't see that probably. And the lure of the big city, Omaha, Lincoln, Kansas City, wherever that might be, is always great. I love it when you see those mid-20s to early 30 families decide to come back.
You're talking about my son, yeah. 8 years in the Army, lived in a lot of different places, including San Antonio, Texas. After 8 years, they came back here. This is where they want to raise the family.
And you think about it, what you said. This is the place they want to raise their family. Is it the best place of all the options? Oh, there's things we need to work on. There's things we need to continue to try to offer these young families and make this a better place. But it's a pretty darn good place right now.
So what will we be seeing going on through the spring and summer?
Well, lots of things happening in the community. I mean, there are always activities going on. But let's talk about some that are starting. There's construction ready to begin on that 12th Avenue Viaduct. Mm-hmm. It's pretty exciting to think it was just the other day we opened up the 3rd Avenue, it seemed like, and here we are, we're going to get started on the 12th. So, you know, 18 months from now, we have another completed viaduct in the community. That's exciting. South 3rd from 8th Street to Quail Run, to down by Quail Run, that will be getting started very quickly. So that, along with a lot of other incidental or minor road repairs throughout the community, will be happening here as the weather's finally nice, and of course filling potholes and some of those things that really get done when we are past winter.
Mm-hmm.
So those are kind of some of the road items that are happening. Lots of construction in the housing area really starting to take place. You think about all the efforts we put forth, and we are continuing to put forth toward housing, workforce housing, just areas of trying to not only get people into town to work, but to stay and to help build our community. We're finally seeing a lot of that come to fruition. The Farm View housing development, which is over here by the airport, is underway. Infrastructure is being built now. If you drive up 18th and you see some barricades there, that's all what's happening. I mean, that's the entrance to that complex.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's exciting to see that. Out by the Armory, there are I want to say 8 or 10 new foundations that have been poured.
Yeah, we just drove around out there this weekend to look.
Yeah,
pretty cool.
And I mean, again, I knew we had approved that, and I knew some construction had started. But just like you, I happened to be out that way and looked, and I said, "Wow, you know, it really kind of exploded." And then right around the corner, I don't have an exact time, but soon, There will be construction starting near Menards on the newest apartment complex that's going to come into Columbus. And that is really exciting to think that we're finally going to see some growth and some nice apartments that will, you know, be available for those that need to come back to our community, need to work here, whatever.
All right. Well, lots of exciting things going on. We'll talk more with Mayor Jim Bulkley when we come back on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101. That is One Republic Connection on Clear 101. It is 7:22. We're back with more Community Spotlight. Our guest this morning is Columbus Mayor Jim Bulkley. Before we move on to some other things, though, I just want to say, Mayor, that I'm really excited because I know we had the groundbreaking for the new addition to the hospital. We also are getting really close to having the police department and the fire department open. I can't wait to go see them.
Absolutely. Yeah, the groundbreaking for the hospital, you know, a major expansion for them. And, you know, what an addition to the community, you know, to be able to offer just more and better healthcare services for not only Columbus, but everybody around us. Really becoming a first-class operation. Not that they weren't. This just adds to their plate. Mm-hmm. As you said, if you have not driven by the new police station, it really is taking shape. I mean, they're hoping to be in, you know, late fall, early winter. I think before the year's over, mm-hmm. our police department will be manned that new building. Fire is really taking shape. If you haven't been by, please do. So that is really exciting. It's you know, it's sales tax money at work. Things that have been overwhelmingly approved by the community and supported well by everybody. So I think it's just nice to see those things finally take shape. Absolutely.
So we're pretty much, you know, getting past the flooding, and we're working on the rebuilding and everything. How are we doing with that? I know there are still some areas, especially like, for instance, Quail Run, that are going to be a long-term project.
Absolutely. You know, I've said it before, we were just so blessed and so fortunate to come through those few days the way we did here in Columbus, in Columbus proper. Please don't take that the wrong way, because you don't have to go far outside of our city limits to have some very major devastation. And those people are still struggling. They're still working through it. I know the FEMA people are on the ground working. I've heard nothing but good things about what our federal government does, and you don't hear that very often. Right now I'm hearing very good things about their relationship with those that have been affected. So that's a plus. For us here in Columbus, the majority of our damage happened within our levee system and then at Quail Run. And I say damage, the levee I've mentioned before certainly had some superficial issues that happened from all the ice and the volume of water that went through those few days. You can imagine that ice and how it could, scar the sides and do some erosion. And those are the types of things that need to be fixed, and they are going to be fixed immediately. That levee, without question, that levee saved this community. So people, please bear with us as we make those repairs. We've asked people, you know, to pretty well stay off the levee. I mean, it's an off-limits place yet, because we just need to get these repairs done. There's an over $400,000 price tag or estimate been putting on these levee repairs. Along with that, I think most people have heard the devastation that took place at Quail Run. You know, 11 of our 18 holes there are on the south side of the levee, and that really took a hit. We are still in the process of trying to evaluate how all that will work out, where we stand with the ability to, you know, have any funding come back from the government. FEMA is an option we're hoping for. We are in the process of putting that information together for them. Insurance-wise, we do not have any cover. I mean, our property insurance doesn't cover, so that is not an option for some help. So we're looking at just what can we do, and we're actually still assessing the damage and what those total dollars will be. The tree damage, the fairways, the greens. A lot of it is maybe looking better than we had thought. Now that they've done a little bit of work to try to remove tons of sand and that type of thing. But it's going to be a long process trying to come together with a game plan that makes sense and present it to the people and say, this is what we can do and this is what we think makes sense.
And just one thing before I let you go, I want to remind people that we have the big gift coming up in a couple of weeks, too.
Absolutely. I think this is the second or third year, maybe, or third or is it? Is it
maybe the fourth year?
Fourth year we've been doing that. And what a, you know, it just speaks well for this community, because there's another opportunity for people to give. They can identify a particular organization that might be involved. I haven't seen the list, but I know in previous years there's 10, 12, 15 different organizations that try to take advantage, and you're able to earmark your donation to who you really feel good about. Mm-hmm. And it's just a great way to say, here, let me help you if I can. And I know we'll hear a lot more about those details as we get closer.
Definitely. Thank you, as always, for coming in this morning.
Thank you very much. Always glad to be here.
All right. Mayor Jim Bulkley. Stay tuned. We've got news coming up on Clear 101.